Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bang! Bang!
It's almost like I got two beat the hammer victories this week.
Bang!
It really is loud. It's kind of hurts my ears a little bit. Does that hurt your ears a little bit, John? I mean, that's
I can lower it a little. Wow. You also gave us one of these.
Wow!
Was it like back to back?
Oh my!
Wow!
Yeah. No, I mean,
I think that bang is one of my favorite drops of all time. For real. Could not hold it in.
No. Bang!
You were so thrilled.
I was thrilled.
Thrilled with yourself.
I was.
Tickled pink.
I was. Hey, listen.
Tickled pinker.
You pink up sometimes. let's go to the phones. Actually, before we go to the phones, let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. That's right. Your chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word viral to 72881. Like maybe my will go viral. Hold on. Maybe my.
Bang!
Can it go viral?
I don't know.
Put that on YouTube and entertain the country?
Bang!
Get it on social media? Text the word viral to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. You've got another chance to win $1,000 at this very time on Monday, every day next week, every day for the next couple weeks, 1 o'clock, in addition to the weekday times of 8 a.m., noon, again, 1, as I said, 3 and 4 p.m., lots of opportunities to win $1,000 on WIP each day. Powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BetQL.com. All right, so the phones in just a second, but we'll do the we'll do the Twitter poll question in a moment. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Jeremy in South Jersey. What's up, Jeremy?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's raining. It's incredibly hot. That's good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say right now, just cut the audio. Sixers are going to win by at least 15 tonight.
I don't think so, Jeremy. I think Atlanta's. I think they're pretty good, man. Hawks are pretty good.
They're pretty good, but you know, Sixers aren't too bad neither.
No, they're not.
I feel pretty confident too, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think they're going to smoke them.
You know, the line on the game is like a point and a half right now.
Yeah, I think it's a point.
They're going to blow that line out of the water.
I feel pretty confident.
It's going to be like the Bismarck.
Sure. It's just because I think they have a formula and they are going to stick to it. I believe that the Sixers players still feel like they have a lot to prove, and it sets up well.
The
home crowd again, and Joe's brought this up. The Atlanta home crowd is not something that matters.
I don't ever remember a Hawks crowd impacting a game my whole life. Ever.
Yeah.
I actually think it might be beneficial for Ben, the fearful one, to play in front of fans who don't necessarily care if he shoots as much. You know, like that might be helpful.
You know, I don't care if he shoots at all as long as he stops everybody else from scoring and – you know, cuts the lane and
yeah. But you might care next round, Jeremy. You might care next round.
Well, next round is.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean,
I don't. Well, can they stop Embiid? And is Embiid going to be on the floor? Is what it comes down to.
Well, like, there is the question there. We'll get to it in a second. Jeremy, give me a fictional trio.
Jack, Janet, and Chrissy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Three's Company. Really good answer right
there.
Yeah,
that is a good answer.
John, do you feel that do you feel that the Sixers are out of the woods on the Embiid injury?
Yes.
Really? Because I don't.
Well, I sure do.
And you feel that way because he looked so good in game two?
Yeah.
See, here's something I remember. You go back to the playoffs versus Toronto 2019. Joel has a tremendous game three. And then in game four, couldn't answer the bell. I think there's an unpredictability with him that gives me, and I say couldn't answer the bell, I mean physically, if you remember. He was a physical mess. I don't feel like they're out of the woods. Like, to me, it's not like the injury didn't happen, you know, a week and a half ago, whatever it was. I think it still is going to be a factor. I don't think you're going to have full tilt Embiid with no limitations ever.
Well, maybe he'll have a setback, and that will be the case. But as of right now, thus far, he has looked completely normal.
In game two, he did. In game one, I didn't think he did, but in game two, I agree.
Right. It took him a game to get his feet under him and understand. You learn how to play through your setbacks physically, and he has done that. We saw it happen in game two. So I feel good until he has a setback, and there's no guarantee he'll have that. I don't expect that, but it is possible. I feel really good.
Twitter poll question of the day brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee, golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. As we've been discussing throughout the show, as we look ahead to the Sixers and the Hawks, focusing on these next two games in Atlanta. How many of these two games in Atlanta are the Sixers going to win? Three choices, John. Obviously, 0, 1, or 2. Where do you think the voting result came in today on Twitter?
I think 1-1, and that 2 was close behind.
Boy, are you right. 1-1 with 47% of the vote. 2 was second with 46% of the vote. And 7% of respondents believe the 76ers will go 0-2 down there. But this is, you know, James, you say 2 wins. I say 1, and John, you also predict 1, or are you predicting 2? Let's get on the record here. Where are you? Unlike Howard Eskin yesterday, I think one is on the record about anything.
1 is safe.
That's true.
1 is safe, but I believe, I mean, I'm close enough to 2 to say it's going to be 2.
So gut feeling is officially 2. Yeah,
well, gut feeling is 1 is the highest probability, but I'll go ahead and say 2 because I do believe they're much better than the Hawks.
A man of conviction, this genre. No, yeah. I'm playing around.
No, I'll say 2.
Guys, I get it. I think you're
going to end up being right. I'm going to say 2.
Don't take this guy to a casino. He's going to bet the wrong way. Maybe maybe he'd win that way.
Guess the number that he'd be great at if they had something like that. Guess the number he's in.
Well, let's talk about these numbers that I dug up on Bryce and Freddie Freeman.
Okay,
I want to come back to this.
Go for it.
This is something, again, you constantly rail on Bryce. You say he's not that good. He's not that good. And
he's not that good, yes.
And
correct.
The reason is because you say he's paid too much.
Yeah, comparative to his contract, yeah, exactly.
And he ends up getting paid what per year, Jimmy? Is it 27?
25
a year.
Yeah, yes. But they stretched it out to 13 years, and you guys act like it's a team.
He's getting paid 25 a year.
Team-friendly deal, but go ahead.
25 a year. Freddie Freeman's making 22.7 or something like that.
And Freddie Freeman is about to be paid.
Okay. Freddie Freeman's contract is up after 2021. He's about to get a major extension. He will get a lot more than Bryce Harper. He will be paid more than Bryce Harper for the next, he's 31 years old, so I'm guessing, I don't know, 5 years. He's going to make maybe $10 million a year more than Bryce Harper. Freddie Freeman this year is worse than Bryce Harper.
I know, yes.
Statistically.
Yeah, I know.
Considerably worse than Bryce Harper. Is Freddie Freeman not that good?
No, Freddie Freeman.
You would never say that.
He's very good.
You would never say that.
I would never say that. He's not playing.
So why can you say that about Bryce?
Listen, what I said is Bryce Harper's not that good. Bryce Harper's good.
So are you going to say Freddie Freeman's not that good?
I'm going to say Freddie Freeman's not playing that good. Yeah. I mean, for what?
So why don't you say that about Bryce?
Well, because I could say that 3 years in a row, and I have. He's not playing that good. I mean, for what it's worth, Freddie Freeman was the MVP of the league last year and helped his team make the playoffs. Bryce Harper didn't. I mean, that's just a fact.
And he's in a slump.
He's always in a slump.
I'm talking about Freddie Freeman.
Oh, okay.
Major slump.
I know
he is. Why aren't you jumping on the Freddie Freeman stinks?
Because I'm not a Braves fan.
Freddie Freeman is, I mean, when you look at his batting average is .228. You're railing on Bryce for .261.
Yeah.
.228.
I know. He's not hitting.
And he's about to get paid $35 million a year.
Well, I don't know if it'll be that high, but he'll make a lot of money.
All right. 30 plus?
I guess. I don't know. 5 years.
You got to stop being so down on Bryce for getting paid a lot of money, because great players in his sport get paid a lot of money. And he is a great player. Freddie Freeman, also a great player. He will be paid accordingly.
John.
And they can have slumps and still be great.
Well, okay, just for what it's worth, I mean, I got to put this out there. It is June 11th. Now, I know he was injured. That threw off his timing, and he missed some time, okay? But for what it's worth, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you can weigh this however you want to weigh it. It's June 11th. Bryce Harper has 15 RBIs.
And he hasn't played.
Oh, he's played a lot. He's played 43 games. He's got 15 RBIs.
200 and, hold on.
I mean, come on, man. 15 RBIs on June 11th. Are you kidding me?
153 at-bats compared to 219.
I'm just saying, 15 RBIs, come on. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones and talk to Alex right now. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Joe. Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing well, Alex.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say, I was on a two-week vacation last 2 weeks, so I haven't seen a ton of Phillies baseball, but obviously I've heard a lot about lack of hustling and Joe Girardi not taking the initiative to sit down a couple of the players. But just a side thing, just about the Eagles. I drove home and over the Walt Whitman, and I went in front of the link, and they still got Carson Wentz on the side of the building.
It's awful.
I mean, Zach Ertz, I think it was doing him bad because of all the things he did, helped us win a Super Bowl, game-winning touchdown. But they still have Carson Wentz on the side of the building. I can't
that
believe
it. That is amazing.
It's stunning.
I can't believe it's still happening.
Imagine how we want to go forward with Jalen Hurts, and I don't know if he's the answer. I want Deshaun Watson, but what's Jalen Hurts saying to himself if that guy's still on the side of the building?
Alex, I think it is so embarrassing that a huge thing of Carson is still on the side of the building on June 11th. I don't even know what to say, but I never in a million years would have thought it would happen. I mean, I don't know if there's one person in the whole world that can do that, and that guy's sick, so he's unavailable. I mean, how do you have a whole big Carson Wentz thing up for four or five months after he got traded? It's absurd. Alex, give me a fictional trio, Alex. We got a former bird about to come on the show. Talk to me. Fictional trio.
All right, Han, Leia, and Luke.
Already said. Give me a different one.
Ferris, Sloan, and Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, that's a good one right there, Ferris Bueller's. All right, let's talk to certainly a friend of WIP, a former teammate of John Ritchie. He was an outstanding Eagles defensive end who one time hunted down Sean King in a playoff game and said, "We'll take the ball, Sean King." One time against Jim Miller in a playoff game, he said, "Hey, Jim Miller's shoulder, meet the ground." And another time, well, he just entertained us all the time. He was a great player, a great sack artist, and is now a talk show host down in the ATL of Atlanta, where tonight the Hawks welcome the Sixers for game 3 of the playoffs. So we turn for all of this and more to the great Hugh Douglas, who joins us right now. Hugh, Joe, and John here in Philly. How you been, man?
Dude, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Doing great, Hugh. How are you, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, man, you know what? I want to apologize to your producer. He reached out to me yesterday, a couple days ago, I think it was, and asked me to come on the show. And
Hugh, no worries.
I didn't respond to the text. And then I just remembered I was in the bathroom, and I said, wait a minute. This text, I'm, scrolling through the messages, and I was like, wait a minute. I was supposed to do something today. And I was like, nobody called me. So I looked at my message, and I'm like, damn it, Hugh, you didn't hit send. You didn't hit send.
Wow, yeah, sure, it happens. That does happen sometimes.
Well, yeah, man, this pandemic got us all messed up.
I know. All right, Hugh, it's great having you on. It's always good talking to you, man. And we do want to get into some Eagles stuff, but let's start really where our mind mostly is, which is game 3 tonight. You're in a really unique position. Talk show host, 92.9 The Game down in Atlanta, every morning 6 to 10. So give us the feel of what Hawks fans are thinking and the vibe that the Sixers will walk into in that building tonight. Road game for the Sixers, home for the Hawks. What is Atlanta thinking about this series?
Listen, the game is sold out, and that's a big deal. This is not – Atlanta's unique in the sense that there's so much – not saying that there's not a lot going on in Philadelphia, but you know how we are about our sports in Philadelphia. But in Atlanta, there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of things to do, and it's warm down here. So, people are probably out in the streets, but it's sold out. it is sold out. People are excited about this team. They're excited about the way that they've been playing. So there's going to be a lot of people in the building tonight.
Well, that's cool. That's cool for you guys. We're not afraid of that up here. Like, we feel like our home court advantage is more significant than the Hawks' home court advantage. You've been both places. How do they compare?
It's a different vibe, John. I mean, Atlanta's a unique. It's a unique place. Philadelphia is a unique place. Now, it's funny because watching that second game, well, and a part of the first game in the fourth quarter, it felt to me like I was watching basketball and a football game broke out. And I kept thinking, I was like, man, it was like Broad Street Bullies. I was like, Broad Street Bullies. I was like, that's where, you know, that's what I immediately thought about, Broad Street Bullies and how Joel and those guys, Ben Simmons came out in that fourth quarter in the first game and then in the whole game in the second one and just played physical basketball. And I will say this. I do like the fact that Atlanta didn't back down from that. They had some opportunities. But that dude, what's his name, Shake?
Yeah.
Came out on fire.
Yeah.
It was just hard to stop him. And I think that's what, when you look at it, he's not going to probably have a game like that in our building. Well, in the Hawks.
Hugh, he might not have a game like that ever again. I mean, Hugh Douglas with us right now. Of course, Atlanta talk show host and one of our favorites here from Philly. Hugh, the Hawks, do you think they can beat the Sixers in the series?
You know what? I picked the Sixers to win the series. I'm not going to lie. I picked the Sixers, and I got a lot of heat for it down here.
Sure.
But I like the way the Hawks are playing. But they don't have an answer for Joel Embiid, man. That's the tough part about it. And then you talk about the way that Shea played the other day. Joel Embiid dropped 39 and 40 on him.
Yep.
I mean, that's tough. He's a freight train. And the fact that, you know, they're physically imposing. You know, you can't stop that. But Trae Young wasn't shooting well that night. You got more production out of your bench when it came to the Hawks as opposed to your starters. So the starters got to step up. John Collins got to step up tonight. And Trae Young got to step up tonight.
So do Hawks fans perceive Trae Young's last game as Trae just had an off night, or the Sixers played great defense on Trae and forced him to have a bad night?
I think it's a little bit of both. Trae has had a tremendous season this year, and you very seldom catch Trae having two bad back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. So that's what the consensus is down here in Atlanta. Is that he just had a bad game. Ben Simmons did a hell of a job against him. And, you know, he did a great job of clogging up the lanes when Trae was trying to hit him with that floater. But, like I said, Trae, in order for us to even have a chance today, Trae got to at least have about 30 to 40 points, and John Collins got to step his game up because that's the guy. You know, you talk about John Collins being a guy who wants max money. He's going to have to step up, and he's going to have a good game. So, to me, it's Trae and John Collins are the ones that are going to really have to step up because Ben Simmons is going to get his, in my opinion. Ben Simmons is going to get his points.
You got to
do a better job against him.
You say Joel's going to get his points. How do, but not Ben Simmons, right? Like how do Hawks fans? How do they perceive Ben? Like do the fans in Atlanta feel as down on Ben Simmons as we do in Philadelphia, that this guy is an offensive liability?
And Ben, and Hugh, to that point, how do you personally perceive, as a former athlete, someone who just chooses not to shoot? He just chooses not to shoot. It drives me nuts. What do you see when you see Ben?
You know, it's funny. I had a conversation with my man Mark Farzetta about this, and I was like, maybe he wants to focus on his defensive prowess. I've never seen a player or been around a player that refuses to shoot like a lot of people say that Ben does. So it's one of those things. It's kind of hard to quantify. I think he, at this point in his career, he just likes being a defender, I guess. I mean, it's one of those things. It's an anomaly, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Hugh, let's flip it to the Eagles and Hugh Douglas with us here.
Wait, I got one more question on basketball-wise. DeAndre Hunter, Hugh, is he done now for the year with the meniscus?
They reported it. He's done.
Yeah, he's done. He's out.
Is that a real letdown for this team? I mean, that he's a major. He was supposed to have been a major factor in this series, and how does that affect the outlook?
You know what? I honestly think when you look at the way that the Hawks have been playing and the fact that he's been hurt I think Travis, we get a chance to talk to Travis every week down here in Atlanta. I think Travis is looking more towards the future than anything. You got a young group, you got a young core who is possibly playing better than anybody ever anticipated. I know it's only a two-game sample size against the number one seed, and you played them pretty well. I mean, if you look at that second game, there were some opportunities there, even though the Hawks didn't play well, where they probably feel pretty good about it. So I think Travis is looking more towards the future. So that's why he shut DeAndre Hunter down, because they're looking at it like, you know, we have a young core, and we're probably going to be back in this situation hopefully next year.
Jared Cameron, John Ritchie here in Philly WIP, talking to Hugh Douglas, getting ready for Game 3, Sixers Hawks. Hugh, let's talk some Eagles also. September 12th, Eagles-Falcons. What did you make of what Jalen Hurts did last year, and how do you project him in that game and beyond as the starting quarterback for the Birds?
I hate that you asked me that question, because right now, if I picked this game a couple weeks ago, and I have to lean towards the Atlanta Falcons in this situation because they have the veteran quarterback.
It's reasonable. I mean, they're the favorite team. I get it.
Yeah, they have the veteran quarterback right now. And the fact that the Eagles have been real noncommittal when it comes to Jalen Hurts. It feels like they're waiting for somebody else's situation to get cleared up before they make a move, to be honest.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It just feels to me like they're just biding time and waiting for, you know, to find someone else to take that job. And, yeah, fellas, what's up? What happened with Jamie Newman, man? Jamie Newman was down there for a cup of coffee, and they let him go. What did he do?
We don't know.
Apparently not enough is what we're
We only need two quarterbacks.
Exactly right. Hey, Hugh, do you fly that Eagles flag down there? I mean, do you get a lot of nonsense from Falcons fans on the radio when you're pro-Eagles in Eagles-Falcons scenario?
Oh, definitely. That's why mostly I try to abstain. You know what my heart is,
always.
But when it comes to talking football, there's been a couple of times where there was a petition going around to send me back to Philadelphia, you know, especially when I picked the Birds to win and things like that. The year we went to the Super Bowl and the Falcons came up there,
yeah.
I picked the Eagles to win. And, man, when I tell you, I thought it was funny, but my boss sent me something where somebody had a petition where they was like, send this Philadelphia back to Philadelphia because he loved it so much. And I was just like, wow. I haven't gotten any of those lately, but – with this being the first game of the season and this is Arthur Smith's first game, I'm pretty sure I'll probably get a little bit of that as we get close to the
That makes sense. Well, listen, it makes me proud as an Eagles fan that you present yourself down there that way. Because, look, man, I remember when you came back for the parade, for you and so many of the guys that had laid it on the line for so many years, it meant a lot to you guys to see the Eagles finally win the bowl. Hugh, let's talk about when you were playing, your personal favorite Eagles memory when you were a member of the Eagles. What stood out to you most?
You know what? Let me just say, that day, or that parade, and I don't know if John remembers this, he gave me a can of beer that I still have to this day.
Wow.
Yes, because I drove up. It was me and my son, and I remember seeing John there. And John Ritchie, if you probably don't remember this, you handed me a can of beer.
Yeah, no, I remember. We were sitting right next to one.
It was on our show. And I kept it. Because, like, you know, somebody, why you got that can of beer? This beer means more to me than you'll ever know. So, yeah.
That's great.
But my memory from that run that we had, man, was just coming back to the city. And that first game back, we were playing against the Giants.
Yep.
And just coming back from Jacksonville, and I got a sack. And I remember that. And the place just went bananas. And we beat the brakes off the New York Giants that day. And that's when I think Eli Manning was playing in Trot. Hit him so hard that he hit. No, it was Kurt.
It was Jerome McDougal.
Oh, it was Jerome.
It was the one play Jerome made in his career.
Man, listen, I remember, but I just remember coming back to the link, man, and being in that position, and just loved being back in the city, man. That was, to me, that was my fondest memory of that run.
Awesome.
That was my fondest.
Awesome. Well, Hugh, we loved having you here as a Bird, obviously, and listen, man, enjoy the series. We'll talk to you obviously up the road as we get near that Eagles Falcons game, and looking forward to continued success to you, Hugh. Again, 92.9 The Game, morning talk show host down in Atlanta, Hugh Douglas. Hugh, enjoy the series, man. We'll be talking to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Y'all have a good one.
You're the greatest, man.
There he is.
Thanks.
You, Douglas. What a player, man. What a player.
Yeah.
And what a great trade. You know, we talk about trades and how Philly sports doesn't always win the trade, but they traded with Bill Parcells to get Hugh Douglas as the Jets were making a move from a 4-3 to a 3-4. And Parcells didn't think Hugh Douglas was going to fit with the Jets. And the Eagles like, we'll take him. And he was awesome. All right, coming up, drop of the week, phone calls as well. Time's yours also. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parx Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more, and they have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all. Live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball like points, rebounds, goals, strikeouts, and new customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. And then pro hoops tonight, Philadelphia, 1.5-point road favorite in Atlanta. Over-under set at 224.5. I like us winning with great defense, so I like the under. PARXCasino.com/PA, promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded and site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.